The Statesboro Police Department has provided an update on the officer involved shooting, first reported on Grice Connect on Wednesday evening. On Tuesday, April 16, 2024 at 9:59 p.m. Statesboro Police Department, SPD. Officers were dispatched to Copper Beach Townhomes on Statesboro Place Circle for a report of a male unlawfully entering vehicles in the parking lot. Officers arrived and walked into the complex in an effort to detain the suspect. SPD Advanced Patrol Officer Joey DeLoach, a decorated 7-year veteran of the department, observed a male subject matching the description given by the caller inside of a parked vehicle. APO Joey DeLoach presented Meritorious Service Award by SPD Chief Mike Broadhead. Dwayne Grice. APO DeLoach approached the male and ordered him from the vehicle. The suspect exited the vehicle and exchanged gunfire with APO DeLoach, who was struck but able to summon assistance from other officers in the complex. Officers rendered aid to DeLoach immediately, rushing him to East Georgia Regional Medical Center, from which he was later flown to Memorial University Medical Center in Savannah. APO DeLoach underwent surgery for his injuries and remains at Memorial at this time, his family being present at his side. SPD asks for the public's prayers for his swift recovery. The GBI is reporting that APO DeLoach is in stable condition. After the shooting, the suspect fled on foot into a wooded area before emerging near Home 2 Suites on Brampton Avenue. Here, he was taken into custody by SPD officers and Bullock County Sheriff's deputies, who had responded immediately to assist. The suspect was identified as 19-year-old Anthony Kent, originally from Vidalia, GA. Kent had an active felony warrant for his arrest through the Troutland County Sheriff's Office. He was also found to have been wounded in the exchange of gunfire with APO DeLoach and was transported to East Georgia Regional Medical Center where he was treated. Kent was then transported to the Bullock County Jail on the charge of aggravated assault upon a public safety officer. Per SPD's agency policy regarding use of force incidents, the Georgia Bureau of Investigation was requested to respond. They did so and remained on scene throughout the night, processing it for evidence and working to identify any witnesses. GBI's investigation continues at this point. SPD would like to thank the Bullock County Sheriff's Office and the Georgia Southern University Police for their assistance at the scene. Statesboro Police Foundation accepting donations for APO DeLoach and his family. The Statesboro Police Foundation is accepting donations for APO DeLoach and his family. They released this statement on their Facebook page on Thursday. Our thoughts and prayers go out to Officer Joey DeLoach and his family as he recovers from gunshot wounds sustained on April 16, 2024. If you are interested in donating to help Officer DeLoach and his family, please visit our website at www.statesboropolice.org, scroll to the bottom of the home page, and hit the donate button, or checks can be made out to the Statesboro Police Foundation and mailed to P.O. Box 2948, Statesboro, Georgia, 30459. If you saw something, say something. Anyone with information on this case should contact the Georgia Bureau of Investigation's Region 5 Investigative Office at 912-871-1121. Information may also be provided to Senior Detective Ben Purvis at 912-764-9911 or by submitting an anonymous tip to www.tipsoft.com or by texting 274637 and entering, TIPS SPD, plus your message.